The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The question that I pose to you is something that you may want to think about for the future. Is should you send your children off to college? Is it a smart investment for you to save up your whole life, forfeit fun and entertainment, to put money back to send your children to college or university? I would argue that it's probably a waste of your money to save for your kids to go to college unless they're going to college for a specific reason, meaning that if you're going there to become a doctor, which could be worth your investment and give you a return on investment. You go $100,000 into debt, but you come out as a doctor making, you know, depending on, you know, maybe you started making six figures, but you can go up to making millions of dollars being a doctor depending on what field, what kind of doctor you are. You know, is it worth your investment? And I would argue that I think college is more destructive to young people depending on what college you go to than for a person to never attend college. Why? Because many colleges are brainwashing facilities. You know, you think you're going there to get a fair and impartial education. And that's not what's happening. I'm looking at these numbers from 2022 to 2023, projections of the rankings of universities that are highly favorable for free speech and those that are not. The top five schools are as follows. University of Chicago is number one with 77% overall. Kansas State is number two. Purdue University main campus is number three. Mississippi State is number four. Oklahoma State is number five. Now, let me go down because I'm an Arizonan. We got Northern Arizona University is number eight. And then the University of Arizona. Let me find University of Arizona because it's in the top one. University of Arizona is ranked number 18th with 64%, meaning that it's above average. Now, Arizona State ain't on here because Arizona State is not a good school when you compare it to the University of Arizona. Okay, the real school in Arizona is the University of Arizona. However, I want to go to the list of the most absurd universities that you probably don't want to send your kids to if you want them to have an open mind and have the freedom of speech. Skidmore. I've never heard of Skidmore University. Skidmore College is a private college. They're amongst the top five worst. Georgetown University. I think it's Rensselaer Polytechnic. I could be saying it wrong. It's a private university. University of Pennsylvania and Columbia University. And so kids from Columbia University had something to say about them being ranked last. Obviously, there was a mixed emotions when they were interviewed on campus. But one of them said, I think everyone here is very open-minded. And so I'm not sure or really sure where this is coming from. And then in the article, it reads, it says, however, Rihanna, a senior at Ivy League school, said, of course, people think they can't say things. I think people think they might be judged by the majority. If you go through the statistics and you look at the biases, right? I mean, you would think that people on campus that are afraid to speak would be generally anybody who wants to speak out. However, there's a disproportionate representation of conservatives that are afraid to speak out. According to statistical data from fire.org, it says that conservative students are most likely to feel they cannot express their opinions freely with 42% reporting that they often feel uncomfortable speaking freely, compared to 13% of liberal students. Is this by happenstance? Is this somehow, you know, conservatives are cowardice compared to liberals? No, it's because these universities are brainwashing institutions. And if you were to say, I believe there's more than two genders, people will accept you with open arms. You can go into a classroom and say, Professor, I think you're wrong. There's more than two genders. And everybody's going to pat you on the back, and rainbows and sprinkles are going to spray around the room, and you're going to feel so virtuous in your fake bubble of false reality. However, if conservatives challenge the point of genders or multiple genders, more than two genders, based on science, he or she will get humiliated. I've been to campuses. I see how these people move. I'm not somehow naive to this. I've been to over probably 30 universities to speak, and it is shameful that you can't even come on campus and say, we believe in limited government, which is what Turning Point USA does. They say big government sucks, taxation is theft. We want smaller government. They're not even out there talking about Trump or Republicans. They're speaking about ideas that are conservative. And these people literally tear their tables up, flip their tables over, scream at them, yell at them, cuss, growl. I remember I went to the campus and this girl growled at us. I mean, I don't know if her brain was messed up or what, but she growled at us. And I'm like, okay, you better keep growling, because you come over here and flip this table, this is going to be your last table for a while, because you're going to be flipping tables in the ER. So, but I never had anybody attack our table, but I've seen it plenty of times. I've seen, there's been times where I've gone to universities and they wanted me to get a million dollar policy to protect my speech while I'm on campus. I had to get $1 million policy to go speak on one of these campuses. And I think it was like 50 people there to listen to me speak, because they were so rabid in their hatred towards conservative values that they had to, I don't know, try to protect their university for the financial downfall that would potentially happen if somebody decided to protest against me. And these liberal organizations, they table, they have events as well on campus, but nobody cares. Nobody's protesting these liberal booths. I had one that was supposed to be standing up for women in domestic violence, but it was nothing but victimizing women or teaching them to be victims of every circumstance that ever happened to them. You know, the subject had come up about rape. And this is a word that people can donate a fundraise on. They can get your heartstrings running on. But rape is a very nuanced crime committed. And people like to lump it all together, you know. And let me just explain what I'm saying. A young person says that, hey, I was drunk last night. I don't remember what happened. It appears that I had interactions with a man or whatever the case may be, but I don't remember what happened. That's considered, that person will report that as a rape. Even though that person could have consented and the other person could have been just as drunk, they could have not been raped at all. It could have been just the fact that they just don't remember what they said or they didn't say, because them and the other person they were with was drinking. There's a potential that they could have been raped, but they don't really know if they were or they were not. Not in every case, but in most cases. And that's considered rape. Then you have what we call statutory rape. You have a person that's 20 years old dating a 17-year-old. You could be charged with statutory rape, and that's still considered rape. You have a person who is committed to playing video games, is what I call it. So I don't have to say the word, but y'all know what I'm saying. A male and a female committed to playing video games, and then the next morning, this person regrets doing what they did. They can still file a police report and claim to have been raped. So there's different scenarios that occur that a person can either claim rape or not. And then last one is, does somebody break in your house and hold you down, force you, and or five or six dudes jump on you and get you? But in these tabling scenarios, they put all of them together and they say there's nothing that women could do to avoid being in those positions. There's nothing they can do. Absolutely nothing. You just, through osmosis, because you sneezed and the wind was blowing from the west, somehow you're going to find yourself in somebody's bed getting raped. And it's definitely not true. But they can push they can push these things, and they can talk on campus, but nobody protests them, nobody contests them. I actually went to the table and I said, hey, are you guys teaching preventative measures? And they looked at me like I was speaking Chinese flying in on a UFO. I'm like, you guys, I understand that you want to be advocates, but are you going to teach young women how to avoid getting in these situations? Therefore, they may be able to fare better. Hey, don't go to a party and get drunk and leave your drink behind without looking at your drink. Don't go to a party and get drunk with people you don't know. Don't let strange men into your house. You know, different things that you could avoid some of these things on college campuses. But, you know, I guess that's too much to ask for because they don't care about protecting them. They just want to victimize them and raise money on their victimization after the fact. But I only got a little more time in this segment. Y'all hold the phone. I got a lot more to talk about. You listen to The Officer Tatum Show. I'll be right back.
This is The Officer Tatum Show.
You have heard and seen most of the truth behind the events of January 6th. And now you can visit Washington, D.C. on September the 24th and join J6 Solidarity in their peaceful and patriotic event that will expose the entire truth of January 6th at our nation's capital and not just what the mainstream media has lied about. Join J6 Solidarity and their well-known guest speakers to discuss the wrongful arrest and incarceration of all the Jan 6 patriots. Hear what speakers like Salem Media's Dinesh D'Souza, Newsmax's Johnny Tobacco, Joe Altman, the host of the Conservative Daily Podcast, and Professor David Clements, and many more have to say. This peaceful event will take place on September the 24th in Washington, D.C., next to the Federal District Court. For all the details, go to our new website, the letter J, the number 6, solid.com. That's J6Solid.com. Don't have your head in the sand. Learn the truth. Go to J6Solid.com now. Thank you for your time, your patriotic loyalty, and as always, God bless America. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum, and there's a very few sure things in life, but here's one thing I can promise you, I can guarantee you, a way that you can double your gift when you make a tax-deductible donation to the group fighting every single day to protect your freedoms. I'm asking you for a personal support of Alliance Defending Freedom. It is the world's largest nonprofit legal organization committed to protecting your religious freedoms, your parental rights, freedom of speech, and the sanctity of life. So go to theofficertatum.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner that makes and then make a general donation or generous donation that is tax deductible. And you're probably asking me, why is this so urgent? Why is it so important? Jeremy Tedesco is a senior counsel of ADF, and he leads a team of the top lawyers fighting every single day to protect your rights to freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
A significant front in that battle is corporate America, where major businesses like Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Twitter have amassed unprecedented power over what people can say and what information they can access in the digital public square, which, for better or worse, is where most people access news and debate the issues of the day. And all too often, these big tech giants cave to activists, demanding that they use their power over speech to cancel and deplatform anyone who disagrees with their extreme views.
And the only thing standing between cancel culture and the erosion of your rights is Alliance Defending Freedom. Your generous gift of $100 or more will help Alliance Defending Freedom protect your God-given rights against unconstitutional government overreach, which is in the headline news every single day. So right now, thanks to a generous friend at ADF, your first gift, what you give, the $100 or more, will be doubled. I mean, that is incredible that a person stood forward and said, hey, whatever they bring in, the first donation, I'll double it. So your first shot should be your best opportunity to get as much as you can out of this. So go to theofficertatum.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and the impact of your first gift will be doubled. Or you can call in your donation, 888-670-1599. That's 888-670-1599 to join me in supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. All right, ladies and gentlemen, y'all, people always ask, what can I do to get involved? What can I do to get involved? Alliance Defending Freedom is your perfect opportunity. I want to continue down the path of talking about these colleges and universities and the fact that conservatives are the ones who are being attacked the most. 40% of students are uncomfortable disagreeing with their professor in public or in writing assignments or written assignments. The three most difficult topics to discuss on campus are abortion, racial inequality, and COVID-19 vaccine mandates. I wonder, how is that consistently something that's difficult to talk about on campus? And it's also the same thing that you cannot talk on YouTube about. Maybe there's a connection. Maybe there's a bigger conspiracy than we may want to admit. Right now on YouTube, if you talk about abortion, they will age restrict your video. Although they can show transgender strip shows to little kids, and that's not age restricted. I made videos about it. Right, Nick? That's not age restricted. But if I talk about abortion based on a education only perspective, they will age restrict your material on YouTube. And what does that mean by age restricting? Don't let them lie to you. Age restricted isn't just so young people under 18 cannot watch your clips. What happens is when they age restrict you, anybody that's not actively logged into YouTube cannot see your video, no matter what age they are. And even if you're logged into and you're 18, a flyer will pop up, or a pop-up will pop up before your video, and it'll say, this content is sensitive content. Do you want to go from there? Now, knowing the mindset of most people who have the attention span of a gnat with ADHD will literally look at that clip and say, I don't want no parts of it. I'm going to the video that I could just view and stimulate my mind for 30 seconds and be on to something different. Let me read you some more statistics. 74% do not support, and these are people who are being interviewed on campus. Let me read the full study so you can get the context. The study also found that the majority of students believe campus speakers with opposing views that stray away from the liberal orthodoxy should not be allowed to speak on campus. The website that I was telling you about is called fire.com or fire.org. It says Fire doesn't take a stance on any of the following issues, but firmly believe that there's all within the bounds or firmly believe they're all within the bounds of an open campus debate and discussion. All right. They had to put that in there. Now, 74% do not support allowing a campus speaker who says transgender people have a mental disability, which rises to over 90% of people on some campuses. Let's dig into this real quick. I want my listeners to participate in your mind. I want you to consider this. Do you think a person who is a man, but somehow fictitiously or whatever you want to call it, believes that they are a woman, do you think that's a mental illness? Or do you think it's totally normal? That's totally the way evolution has occurred for human beings, right? Evolution has occurred for human beings. The survival of the fittest, the evolution of the development of mankind has developed to a point where men think they women and women think they men. That don't sound like anything pertaining to DNA or evolutionary perspective from humanity. And I do believe in what we call evolution, but I don't believe in evolution from monkeys or that we came from, you know, none of that. God made the man from the dirt. He breathed breath into the man. The first man was Adam, and then proceeded the rest of humanity. But I do think over time we begin to develop and evolve. That's why you see some people that have less melanin in their skin and some people that have more melanin in their skin. That's because of the evolutionary properties of the human body in existence. And just like I think that people today are dumber than people before us, so we're not going to last that long on planet Earth. We're probably going to be extinct after a while. We're on a decline going down. 74% do not support allowing one who says Black Lives Matter is a hate group. They don't want you talking and saying Black Lives Matter is a hate group. Now, let me go back to the transgender thing. I know that most of you guys, I skipped over that part, but I know most of you guys are saying, yeah, I think it's a mental illness. It don't mean you're a bad person. They don't mean people should hate you. They don't mean people should treat you any kind of way. I see trans people every now and again, and I don't give a flying flip what you do in your life. I don't care. Go transition and do you, man. Hey, I don't care. I don't even care. And if you're actually doing it right, people won't even know. But some of y'all still want a beard, chest hair, and put a wig on and think people are supposed to accept you as a woman. That's not going to happen. Just be okay with it, bro. Nobody really cares about you. You are concerned because you know when you look in the mirror, you don't look nothing like a woman, and you know dudes ain't going to want to date you. And you're projecting that on other people. But let me move on. I know most of you guys think it's a mental illness, a mental disorder, when it is called gender dysphoria, which is actually scientifically proven to be a mental disorder. But they don't want you on campus talking about that. Black Lives Matter 100% is a hate group. 100% is a domestic terrorist group. All you got to do is go back to 2020, and they burn down buildings and create drama, chaos, conflict. They threaten and intimidate people, and they physically assault people, to push a political agenda. That is the definition of terrorism, and they're right here homegrown, so they're domestic. That is a domestic terrorist group. 74% of people are afraid to say that. I don't want speakers saying that on campus. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Uncle Tom 2 is an eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Brandon Tatum here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America. The cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historic footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, the NAACP's sinister agenda, the fall of Black Harlem, the truth behind Black Lives Matter, and the demoralization of America for political power. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone, with yours truly, Vodi Bakum and Chad O. Jackson. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD now at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com, salemnow.com.
Keeping it real.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum, website The Officer Tatum, all of the above. Just put The Officer Tatum in and you'll find everything you want to find about me. MyPillow is having the biggest sheet sale of the year, and you all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. So obviously, Mike Lindell, he's an inventor and CEO of MyPillow. He wants to give back to you guys because he's incredibly grateful and thankful that you have participated in helping build the great empire and also helped him fight the good fight to protect our freedom to vote in this country. Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all, guess, say it with me, everybody, on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly priced at $89.98, but it's only $39.98 with our promo code. Order now, because when day gone, day gone. Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Put in promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now. Promo code Brandon at TheOfficerTatum.com. No, not TheOfficerTatum.com. MyPillow.com. All right. Let me move on. It's funny because my YouTube videos, every day I do theofficertatum.com, whatever, theofficertatumstore.com is what I say, and I pitch that every single day in my YouTube videos, 3 videos a day, and so I'm not surprised that I accidentally said theofficertatum.com instead of my pillow. All right, continuing down the path of should you send your kids to school, universities, do you think it's a good thing? I think it's a brainwashing machine. 69%. I do not support allowing one who says that the 2020 election was stolen. They do not support a person coming and speaking on campus. 60% do not support allowing one who says abortion should be completely illegal. They don't want them on campus. It's a generation of stupidity. If you at this point don't think a person who's transgender has a mental disorder, like I said, that don't mean you bad. It should throw you in the trash can because your mind is not right. But it's called dysphoria. If you don't think Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group at this point, you smoking crack with Hunter Biden in the back of a Cadillac. If you don't think the 2020 election was stolen, or at least somebody have a valid reason to believe it was stolen, you must be sleeping under a rock. And abortion. Why are we even having a conversation in America about abortion at this point? What person think abortion is fine? I mean, let's be straight. Ectopic pregnancies are not considered abortions. I believe that's when the baby is beginning to grow and born outside of the uterus. It's not a viable pregnancy. That can really cause a woman to die and the baby not to survive. That's not an abortion. That's not what we consider to be an elective abortion. That's not considered under the abortion law. That's a total different discussion. If you have an ectopic pregnancy, That has nothing to do with abortion law. If you are going to die and the doctor has to make a life-saving measure that takes the life of your child for you to live, that's not an abortion. That's not even on the law. That's not even considered a law on abortion. Having a miscarriage is not an abortion. And you know, I know, they know that that's not an abortion, but they use it anyway to scare you. Abortions that are on the law, that become illegal, or they say after the heartbeat bill, is when you have an elected abortion. That means you say, I don't want this baby because I'm a selfish person and I'm looking out for my own life more than I'm looking out for anybody else's life, because somehow I think I could tell the future. But I'm gonna take the life of this baby because of my own selfish reasons. And I'm going to have an abortion. That's exactly what abortion is. This is what people are saying. You can't just murder a baby because you don't feel like keeping it today. And then, you know, where do we start? Where do we start and stop? I believe life starts at conception. Scientifically, life starts at conception. Now, you may not respect it at that point. Some people respect it at the heartbeat. Some people don't respect it to after the first trimester. Except for when you want the baby. Why are we having a conversation about this in the United States of America? Abortion should be illegal. Elected abortion should be illegal. I don't even think rape abortion should be legal. Why? Because my grandmother was raped at 11 years old, had my mama at 12. Now, if she didn't have my mama wouldn't have had me, and I wouldn't be here today doing God's work. You don't know what the future holds. You cannot play God. And just because right now you don't feel like that you can take care of a baby, give the baby up for adoption, or just see where the cards fall. When I had my first son, I was broke as a joke. But God sent everything I need to take care of my son. Now he's 12 years old and flourishing. We should not be having a conversation about moral degradation. But you listen to the Officer Tatum Show. I always get cut off by the break. Hold the phone. I'll be back.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
MyPillow is having the biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to my listeners. The Perkel and Giza Dream Bed Sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all on sale for the low price of $29.98 with our listeners' promo code. Order now, because when they gone, they gone. The Perkel and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so order now, because when they gone, you'll be crying to me. Call 1-800-976-8379, 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Put in promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com for this radio-exclusive offer on Perkel and Giza sheets. Go to MyPillow.com.
The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You're listening to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. The battle lines have been drawn. The war for America's soul is on the line. Learn who's on the right side and who's on the wrong side of history. Join me and the Salem Media Group for the Battleground Talkers Tour this October as the best conservative voices in media and thought dissect the upcoming midterm election. I will be in Arizona. So all my Arizona folk, all the people out here in the Phoenix Valley, we will have a Talkers Tour stop right here in Phoenix, Arizona. All you have to do is go to battlegroundtour.com, and you can click to find out the dates and locations. And while you're there, get some tickets for you, your mama, your cousin, your little friend, them, and then also your neighbor down the street who's a liberal that's crying, driving a Prius, talking about climate change. Invite her as well. Battlegroundtour.com, battlegroundtour.com. Let's get back into the idea of the abortion conversation. Let me just say this, because I was a keynote speaker at a major organization. I freaking think that they're amazing. Our family donated, you know, so much money to the cause. But I was a keynote speaker at the Hands of Hope event based out of Tucson, Arizona. They got these cool mobile. Van. It's not a van. It's big. It's like a mobile home thing. And what it is it's like mobile pregnancy centers. So what they do is they have the advertisement on the side. You can call it in, but they'll go and they'll meet women where they're at. I think they can do certain tests and stuff in the mobile clinic. It's freaking amazing. And what it does is that now that in the state of Arizona, they've temporarily banned abortions here, that Planned Parenthood and others are sending people to Hands of Hope, and these young women are going through the process of having their own children and not aborting them. But the thing is that they're getting support. It's not that they like, oh, you're on your own, Jack. You can't have an abortion. Do it on your own, boo. What they're doing is they're saying, hey, let us help you through the process. First of all, let us educate you real quick. You want to have an abortion, let us educate you. Do you really want to have abortion? Let's describe what's actually going on, what can occur, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and then you can make your own decision. We can't make you. In the state of Arizona, it's illegal, so you're going to have to make a decision on your own. That's not breaking the law. But however, the general rule of thumb for Hands of Hope is that they give these women options. And then when people are presented with facts and options, they go, well, you know what? I really don't want to have an abortion. I really do want to keep my baby. Like, I am a mom. This is my purpose. It's to raise this child and you know, create the next generation of great thinkers and positive people that make a change and change somebody else's life. Here's my testimony. Here's my opportunity. God has given me adversity so I can overcome it and be a victor and be able to tell other people or help other people make it through hard times like I have. So, you know, my whole premise of saying that is that we should not be having a conversation in the United States about whether abortion should be legal or not. It should be illegal. And you know, accountability is a big thing too, right? When I was 23 years old, 22 maybe, when I decided that I wanted to play video games with a woman, and y'all know what I'm saying about video games, I wanted to play video games with a woman, and you know, I had to like consider if she get pregnant, I have to be ready to be a father. So I'm going to make the decision to play video games or not play video games. See, the funny thing is that men have to be like, all right, I'm going to take a chance. And if I take a chance, I got to be a daddy. Women get to say, if I don't like him and I don't like where this is going, I don't have to take, I can just have an abortion. You know, that's not reality and that's not accountability. We should be teaching our young people that, hey, make positive decisions. Don't go out and have children. Don't go out and play video games with somebody you're not married to. Don't play video games, you know, with your controller not plugged in. Or whatever you want to call it, of protecting yourself. Whatever you want to call it. I don't know what analogy to make. Without hand sanitizer. No, that's not a good analogy. Anyway, don't go out playing video games if you don't want the results of playing video games. And if you're not ready, don't go there. It's really that simple. If you meet a young man and you like him, or you meet a young woman and you like her, and you say, well, you know what? I haven't gone to college. I really don't have any skills. I'm working at a minimum wage job. I really don't have the energy, the effort to put into this job to work my way up and become a manager and make more money. I have no incentive to work. I do not want to work two jobs. And I don't make enough money to barely take care of myself. I'm living with my mama. If your resume look like that, then, bruh, you can't go to the club and pick up women and be hanging out like you a millionaire. You can't do that. You have to be celibate, because you could end up putting yourself in a really bad position if you somehow have a child out of wedlock and you broke as a joke and you ain't got no money. Same thing with women. Your dating experience have sucked for the last 10 years. Somehow you attracting bad men and you broken and you have daddy issues. So if you got all that going against you, you probably shouldn't be sleeping with men, because if one of them gets you pregnant and you seem to be stumbling across deadbeat people, he gonna be nothing but a deadbeat dad to you, and you're gonna have to be forced into either living a hard life until God can rescue you if you lean on him. Or you're gonna have to be you're gonna force yourself to end up having an abortion, which you're gonna regret for the rest of your life and have nightmares. So how about you just not take it there if you're not prepared for the outcome? I always say this too. I liken it to fighting people, right? Listen, people road rage and do stuff all the time. If I'm not prepared to kill you, I'm not finna road rage with you. I'm not finna argue with you. I'm not getting out the car. I'm not finna talk to you. I'm not doing nothing. I'm gonna act like you didn't just stick your finger up at me and try to cut me off in traffic. Because if I'm not ready to kill you, I'm not getting out the car. You know why, ladies and gentlemen? And I know people probably think that's harsh to say. You know why? Because if you think you're going to get out and start arguing with somebody and they pull a gun on you, then what do? You start arguing with somebody and they batter than you and they start beating you up on the side of the road and everybody else got a camera out. Are you ready to go there? If you're not, sit in your car and continue to drive off or call the police. One of those two things. You have to be cognizant of, am I ready for the consequences that come after my actions? And for all the people that's out here listening and don't have kids yet, are you ready for the consequences? If you're not, you cannot be fornicating or doing whatever. If you are ready for the consequences, then do whatever you feel is best and take care of your business when it all hits the fan or when you are blessed with a child. But let me tell you guys about Relief Factor real quick before I go to the break. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, you're looking for your body to a supplement that helps your body fight off inflammation, that really rejuvenates you and gets you to the point in which you're functioning on all cylinders. If you're looking for a supplement that's 100% drug-free, you're looking for Relief Factor. I take it every single day. My mother-in-law takes it every single day. I mean, it is just an absolutely invaluable product to have in order to increase the value of your life. And I say some people value aches and pains a lot more, or the relief of aches and pains a lot more than others. You can get started with the 3-week quick starter for $19.95. All you got to do is go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Or you can call the number 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. I want you to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Don't trip. The Officer Tatum podcast is available on the Salem Podcast Network, iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere podcasts can be found. Or at least until he's canceled. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I got so many things that's going on in my mind. That sometimes I forget what I wanted to talk about. Oh, no, let me go back to the situation with the young man, young kids getting shot at the football game. And before I left the segment, I said, I wonder why they don't talk about the race of these kids and they don't talk about the people who are perpetuating these crimes. And although I'm open to believing that this is a white kid that shot up people on the football field, other white kids, but I just find it interesting that they never talk about the race. And you know, they can bring up race in every other scenario and point the finger at certain things, but then you see they're absent when it comes to certain shooting incidents, and because they don't want you to know that there's other things that are going on out here. I almost would imagine, and I could be wrong, right? I could be wrong. I want to imagine that this probably was a situation involving young black kids. Therefore, they don't talk about it. They don't make a big deal about it. It doesn't make the headlines. Nothing but one news cycle and it's over. And nobody talks about the race. Nobody talks about the victims. They don't even give them any attention. But it's like if they knew that this was a white kid shooting black kids, or they knew this is white on white violence, they have an agenda to push gun laws and everything else. But if they don't have a political push to it, they typically don't talk about it. They don't bring it up. They don't make it a big deal. I think that this is incredibly sad that a 14-year-old boy got killed. Like, is that not worth more news attention than George Floyd? I'm just throwing it out there. A 14-year-old boy playing football gets gunned down, murdered, as he's walking off of the football field, and multiple other black boys get shot between the age of 14 and 17, get shot. They land on the football field after multiple gunshot wounds. One guy got grazed. One kid was grazed, but the other ones were rushed to the hospital, and one kid died. Is that not more outrageous to your mind that young 14-year-old boy was murdered? They didn't do nothing wrong. They're on the football field. They just got finished with a scrimmage, and they get shot to death. But George Floyd spent his whole life committing crimes, smoking crack, fighting the police, and you had one bad cop on his neck mixed with fentanyl and methamphetamine, and the guy succumbed to his resistance and ends up dying, which I think was bad. But a 14-year-old dying by a drive-by shooting, is that not bad? David Dorn, who was murdered on camera, they were live streaming him taking his last breath. An honorable black man serving the black community as a police officer all the way till he retired as a captain. That's not worth it. Nah, they don't care. It's an agenda, y'all. It's an agenda. I'd say do not watch the news and think you're going to get the full truth. You watch the news to get pushed propaganda. You got to take it with a grain of salt. That's why I'm so, passionate about, and I have so much, I'm thankful to have a talk radio show. Because people who are on talk radio, they, we're not, well, maybe some of them are, but we're not bound about what we should say, what we shouldn't say. None of that stuff. We're not bound by that stuff. We say what we feel, and we keep it real, and we get through the minutia of these big major media organizations that tell their people what to say and what not to say and what they can and cannot do. Those are things that we don't, you know, we're not subject to, especially not at Salem Media. But let me move on to more stories, because there's a lot of news that's out here, and I really do think that, you know, we got to continue these conversations, and hopefully I can keep you informed. Says real estate CEO in major Democrat city says he can't convince clients to buy due to unmitigated crimes. Democrat cities are notorious for having some of the worst living conditions in the United States, despite all of their talk about their policies giving people a better life. One city in particular stands out as one of the best examples of how much worse a city can get under full leftist control. As Red State has been covering over the course of a year, it's an article from the newspaper Red State, and it says San Francisco was once the crown jewel of California, but is now a drug-infested, crime-ridden, tax-plagued example of how not to run a city. It is a city with its own poop map. And I don't know if y'all know that's a real thing. They got a poop map. You can download that map and see where all the poop is located.
Hoo-ah!
And it's so needed, because the homeless in the city defecates in wide open wherever they feel like it. It says, according to the Fox Business, the CEO of a real estate company says that he's at the point where convincing potential clients to move to or buy property in San Francisco is becoming very difficult. So much so that he wrote a letter to the city after he himself was robbed in front of his own home in broad daylight at gunpoint. I'm not trying to laugh at him, but, and I know he probably is a good man just trying to do his thing. He's probably a black guy trying to do his thing and getting robbed. But I just wish that people, you know, when they think about voting, think about what you're voting for. And I want people to understand this. I was saying the same thing yesterday. With all the crime that's going on in these inner city areas, you're wondering why there's no opportunities, because people can't build in your area. And just people thugging in the street is not just, oh, that's them. No, what it does is it destroys the property value in your area. Nobody want to buy a house that they get robbed. You can't have an Airbnb in the hood, because nobody's going to rent your Airbnb, because they're going to get robbed and somebody's going to force entry in your Airbnb and steal all their stuff, because they know they're coming from out of town. People are surveilling them. So they can't do business there. People can't buy homes. They're not remodeling homes. They're not rebuilding. They're not bringing businesses. You know, just say you had a car cleaning service. Like, I had a guy come over my house the other day. I saw him at the car wash. I mean, at the gas station. And that's why it's good to advertise your stuff. I saw him at the gas station. I said, man, they're like a mobile car wash thing. And I'm sick of going to these lazy people at these generic car washes. They halfway do your car, and then they want you to give them a tip. My God, it makes me infuriated getting my car washed by these people, and they just do a half job. Water still running down the mirrors and stuff. It's like, bro, you couldn't wipe that off, and you looking at me like a dog with you know, like I got a treat in my hand. You just... Like, I'm supposed to give you something. I'm supposed to give you a tip, and you can't even wipe the water running off these mirrors. And you and me are looking at it. And you looking like, I can't stand it, ladies and gentlemen. It's not even a car thing. It's the laziness of people and the entitlement. It's like, do your best work. You never know who's watching you work. You never know who you're running into. Why won't you clean that car like you're cleaning a car from the President of the United States of America? Because one day you're going to clean somebody's car that may be inspired by your work ethic, and they may bless you and change your life forever. You may be the CEO of the Suns or something in Phoenix, and you always wanted to work for the Suns. You didn't want to wash cars. You want to work for the Suns. You want to have an opportunity. And you watch that man's car, be respectful, whatever the case may be. He may say, hey, I like your work ethic, man. What you're doing right now? You know, you is this your full-time job, your part-time job? Hey, we got a job opening. Come apply for the Phoenix Suns. And there you go. Your life has changed. Why? Because you're doing the little things right, and your effort is being seen by the right people at the right time, and you get an opportunity. The problem is people don't know how to they don't know how to pursue excellence in all that they do. So your opportunities have come and went because somebody that wanted to give you opportunity saw that you had a poor work ethic. You didn't show up on time. You have a poor work ethic. You don't take control of your I would say your actions within business. You're not giving your best effort, and that opportunity is watching you and passing you every single time. Now I didn't forget what I was talking about, but oh, okay, these communities. And so people don't want to do business in the community. I was talking about the mobile car wash. You know, I guarantee you the mobile car wash guy's like, where you live? Oh, okay. Yeah, we ain't going to be able to come down there. Because you know what? They'll go down there and somebody will rob them for their mobile car wash. Versus if they go to a nice area where people respect them, they respect their own property, they'll be getting paid all day long, every single day. That is the difference. And the funny thing, ladies and gentlemen, it was two Hispanic guys. And I said, man, look at this. They out here hustling. They out here grinding. They out here getting it done. And everybody up here complaining. These little young dudes out here got the whole van that they can wash your car from the house. Got a whole social media and everything. Anyway, I you know. And then so many black people complain they don't have no opportunities. Why don't you do what he did? They started a little van company. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Keeping it real.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. There's very few things, I would argue, in life that are, you know, promised, that are guaranteed. But here's the thing that I can guarantee you. When you support, I would argue, one of the greatest nonprofit organizations in America, Alliance Defending Freedom, when you support them, your donation that you give, your tax-deductible donation that you give today will be doubled, guaranteed. There's an incredible person that is friends with Alliance Defending Freedom that made the promise that for every donation, your first donation that you make, that person will double your donation to help out Alliance Defending Freedom. Alliance Defending Freedom is the world's largest nonprofit legal organization committed to protecting your religious freedom, parenting rights, freedom of speech, and the sanctity of life. And if you want to support Alliance Defending Freedom just like I do, all you have to do is go to theofficertatum.com, click on Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and make a generous tax-deductible donation. Why is this so urgent? Why is the help needed? Let me tell you, Jeremy Tedesco is a senior counsel at ADF, and he leads a team of top lawyers fighting every single day to protect your rights to freedom of religion and freedom of speech.
In that battle is corporate America, where major businesses like Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Twitter have amassed unprecedented power over what people can say and what information they can access in the digital public square, which, for better or worse, is where most people access news and debate the issues of the day. And all too often, these big tech giants cave to activists, demanding that they use their power over speech to cancel and deplatform anyone who disagrees with their extreme views.
And ladies and gentlemen, hear me when I say this. The only thing that's standing in between cancel culture and the erosion of your rights is Alliance Defending Freedom. Your generous gift of $100 or more will help Alliance Defending Freedom protect your God-given rights against unconstitutional government overreach, which we see in the headlines every single day in America. And right now, again, like I said, thanks to a generous friend, your first gift of any amount will be doubled. So go right now to theofficertatum.com, click on Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and the impact of your first gift will be doubled. Or you can call it in. Call your donation in at 888-670-1599. That's 888-670-1599 to join me in supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. Back to the subject of opportunities and building. And I said this yesterday, but as much as they talk about it, we got to talk about it on this side. In your own community, how do you help your community get better? How do you help your community build and heal and whatever? Is you have to be interested in capturing the minds of the men, the young boys and men. That's how you're going to change your community. I love the women. Women have their place. They're just as valuable as men. But I think in this situation, we need a quarterback, right? If you need a defensive lineman and you're trying to get a quarterback, that ain't going to work for you. We need a quarterback And we need a quarterback to act and do for the community as the quarterback is supposed to do. And men are that quarterback, or is the quarterback of the community. And if you want your community to change, you got to get to the men first. And you got to get to the young men, mentor them, teach them how to stand up for themselves, teach them that they're not victims. I don't care what color you are. It's standard practice. You teach them to not be victims. Teach them to work hard. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Teach them to be the change that they want to see. And the community will change. Teach people the history, true history. Like you, like Uncle Tom, too, the true history of America, especially Black America. Those are the things that's going to help your community. Not, we need a council on white privilege and white supremacy and racist white people and racism and systemic oppression and all this old stupid stuff that they don't have any tangible connection with. It's not going to help you whatsoever. What's going to help you is doing the things that I said or mentioned that are tangible and that can be achievable. Now, I got a couple people calling in, 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Let me get Jay from Los Angeles, California. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
What's up, Officer Tatum? How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Good. I want to tell you that another mental illness is if you Black and still voting Democrat. You got to say that. I just switched in 2020, man. I found out about Margaret Sanger. I found out all the babies that was aborted. And 20 million, something like that. I found out about the KKK that used to be Democrat, man. And I was wondering, what the hell was I doing all these years? All my mama said was vote blue. I don't care who it is. And that's all we did. But let me tell you, man, I live all by Democrats, man. And they all took the vaccine. They don't even look the same no more. Their arms were bigger than yours, man. That's man, they so brainwashed. Bro, I don't know what to do, man. What do I do? I think about moving to Arizona, man.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Come on to Arizona, man. It's freer. It's a little hotter, but it's a freer place.
I might make that move, brother, because they going crazy. Governor Newsom tearing this state up, bro. Tearing it up. Homeless everywhere, man. The tents everywhere you go. He ain't gave a dime to this, man. All Black, but mostly Black, too. Homeless. Everywhere I go, man. Oh, they got their dogs and everything with them, man. Governor Newsom ain't did nothing.
Yeah, it's sad. You know, when I was in L.A., it was a while ago, and I would look on the streets, and it's mostly Black people that are homeless, and then I would look at these construction workers, and most of them were Hispanic. And I say, well, you know, that's kind of odd that all of the poor people are Black on the streets. And then all these Hispanic people are taking over these manual labor type jobs, and they're working they're everywhere working. They're working on the yard, they're working on construction buildings, and these Black people are homeless. Now, I don't know the cause of that, but it was eye opening for me to actually see it with my own eyes and say, well, what's going on in the Black community that our brothers are sitting on the streets and they're not working some of these jobs?
Yeah, and they still voting Democrat. They ain't out for them. They are not out for Black people. Man, I learned my lesson. I can't believe I voted for them all them years, bro. Ever since I switched, man, being conservative, everything has opened up, man. I'm smarter. I'm thinking more business-wise. Like, I'm not being, my brain ain't eroded by the mainstream media. Like, I'm just like money. I've been making more money. Like, it's just everything changed, bro. Like,
nah, I feel you.
Man. Happy, man.
And Jay, yeah, thank you so much for the call, Jay. But everything Jay is saying is the same thing I feel. When I quit being a Democrat or identifying with the Democrat Party, I started being conservative. A conservative, my money went out of the roof. My connections in you know, networking with people went out of the roof. I just feel freer. I feel like I actually can live the American dream. And it's funny because it's almost like getting saved. There's a spiritual salvation, and I think there's a natural salvation. Your spiritual salvation is getting building a relationship with Jesus Christ, and your natural salvation is finding out that you ain't a Democrat. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm running out of time. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. And now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I got to tell y'all about this scenario that happened. You know, you don't mess with my wifey, all right? You mess with my wifey, your whole business is getting shut down. So supposedly, or at least allegedly, there's a coffee shop in Tucson, Arizona called XO Roast Company. So it's EXO Roast Company. They got one on 6th Street, one of their locations on 6th Street, and one is on West Simpson in Tucson, Arizona. Now, the controversy was that two Border Patrol agents allegedly went into the facility and they refused to serve two Border Patrol agents. You're talking about one of the wokest companies that I've ever seen. Super duper woke. My wife called down there and she said, let me make sure that the story is real before I, you know, before we go off on these people. And so she called down there and some little kid that lacked testosterone answered the phone and was being rude to my wife. Hold on, ma'am. But you, who are you? I mean, talking out. I want to drive down there and just go down there and buy some coffee from him and watch him pee himself when I tell him he was talking to my wife on the phone. But anyway, so he gave him attitude. Bunch of other people were calling in to verify the story. Of course, their customer service sucks. The little kid gave him an attitude. I think that this is the location on the 6th Avenue. But I'm sick of these leftists. I'm sick of these people. You know, just like they come and protest our stuff, and I'm not advocating any violence, but you have a right, a constitutional right to be able to protest people. But I'm sick of these people. You know, denying Border Patrol agents the right to service is like denying a black person. I think if a company comes out and say, we don't serve black people. To me, that's as equally as disgusting as if a company says we don't serve police officers or we don't serve Border Patrol. You best believe you finna lose your business. People are going to protest. They're going to write bad reviews. I mean, they're not denying it. They're not denying that they did it. And so people are eating them up on social media. They are eating them alive. I literally want to go down there and protest and say, how dare you refuse service to the men who protect this city? You know the stuff they have to endure every single day? And you little limp wrist cowards running around, ain't never had a real sacrifice in your life. Just a born activist. I can't stand these. I just can't stand it. I can't stand it. You're just an activist. All you do is activism. You don't do no, these people don't serve nobody. How much you want to bet? I bet you the owner of this company probably pays these baristas and stuff minimum wage. You want to bet me? Minimum wage. They all pushing socialism and all of this old equity, and they taking a big salary and paying these people dirt. I could almost guarantee you. I don't know their P&L. I don't know what they make, but I can almost guarantee you that's what they do. They virtue signal.
Capitalism is wrong.
And they doing a rant on an iPhone, driving a Tesla. This how dumb these people are. You mad at capitalism, talking on an iPhone, driving a Tesla on Facebook. This is Facebook, Tesla, and Apple are the byproduct of capitalism. I can't handle it, ladies and gentlemen. I can't handle it. I'm sick of these people. We need to boycott. Wait till I get some little more validation, and I'm going to go super hard. Yep, review is going to be off the chain. People are going to be calling down there. I'm going to tell people to call this business and tell them what you think about what they did respectfully. I've done it before. I'll get a business. Your number is a public domain. Your business phone number is available on Google. And I'm gonna wait though, because I want to make sure that they actually did what they did. I know they talked to my wife like they were retarded, but I'm gonna make sure they did what they did, and then I'm going to blast them. I may even organize a protest to stand in front of their business and protest their facility. Because we need to make the Republicans and conservatives need to do what they do to us. if somehow we refuse service to one of these blue-haired devils, they'll be out there protesting, crying, and throwing Molotov cocktails in your business. But then when they do it to one of ours, we don't do nothing. No, we gonna go down there. Let me find those Border Patrol guys that they actually refuse service to. Let me get the full story. All intents and purposes, I believe they did it because they haven't denied it. They came out and made a statement apologizing. I think they tried to apologize or something. They deleted it. And people are they're ripping them apart on social media. But this is how it should be, y'all. You go and disrespect a man, a woman wearing that uniform, putting their life on the line to protect this country, then you best believe that could be the end of your company. You go out and disrespect a person who fight in the military, they put their life on the line to protect, to uphold the Constitution, and continue to fly that American flag, you better believe your business is gone. Just the same way as if I go into a restaurant and they say, we don't serve black people, your business is gone. Your business is gone. Why is your business gone? Because I want the world to know that this is how you participate, and people who are of good conscience will not shop at your business. That's how I feel. And people say, well, I'm not about council culture. Now, forget that. Forget that. You want to play the game? You want to get in the fight? Well, you better start swinging. I hope that they go out of business. You going to disrespect. I think they said, won't you go get coffee from an illegal or something? What did he say, baby? Oh, go get coffee from Trump. Oh, y'all want to play that game? Y'all want to play a game? Okay. Y'all going to be getting coffee for Trump because you ain't going to have no coffee. You ain't going to have no coffee shop no more. I feel like we need to organize protests at both locations. We need protests for weeks. And people need to go down there and have their picket signs out there within the rule of law and protest these people. There's no way in the world that we should let them make it when they're out here disrespecting the men that wear their uniform, the men and women that wear their uniform. So my wife just told me that the owner posted an apology, but then turned around and deleted it. Probably because he was getting backlash on that apology. You know, he was getting backlash from his people that were probably like, why did you bow down to the mob and the conservatives? No, we're going to shut your whole business down. I need to see that apology. I need to see that apology when it come back, y'all. I'm telling y'all. Follow me on YouTube. I'm going to put their number on there. I'm going to put their Yelp, everything on there. And I want the whole world to know what they did and to express your opinions about what they did and not serving people who serve this country. You know, it's funny to me because most of these Border Patrol agents are Hispanic. And it's also funny to me that the Border Patrol agents are rescuing people. They're not even the ones that are doing the deportation. They're the ones who got to go and rescue these dead kids in the middle of the desert, these pregnant women who get left behind by the coyotes. They are the ones that's out there drowning, trying to save people who, because the coyotes, what they do is they don't want to get caught. They push the kids in the water because then the Border Patrol agents have to dive in the water to save the kids, and then they get away. This is what they do. They push babies in the water. They throw them in the water so they don't get caught. The cartel is funding the coyotes to bring these people over here. They're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to bring people over here. It's a money. It's a scheme. It is a scheme. And we are participating in that scheme by allowing people to come over here illegally. And I guarantee you, without a shadow of a doubt, that if an illegal come into that coffee shop, they probably won't give them a job. Just like at Martha's Vineyard. We're a sanctuary city. Then the people go into Martha's Vineyard and they want to get out of there. This is a crisis. Y'all richer than I don't know what, and y'all talking about it's a crisis to have people who are homeless. Can you at least feed them and let them come in your house? It's only 50 of them. Each person can bring one homeless person in their house until they find refuge. But y'all don't want to do that because y'all not really about that life. Sick of these people, y'all. I'm going to give you more information when it come out. The guy read an apology. How much time I got? My wife gave me the apology. I'm going to read it in the next segment so you can see. But then I guess they deleted it. This is going to be the end of this coffee shop. They might as well sell it to me because we're going to own it after this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Officer Tatum Show. Like I said, I don't condone violence, but it's time for us to stand up and shame these people like they try to do us on a day-to-day basis. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. There is very few things that I say in life that you can get guaranteed to you. And one thing that's guaranteed to you, if you give a gift, a tax-deductible donation to Alliance Defending Freedom, which is, I think, one of the most incredible organizations, nonprofit organizations in the United States of America, if you give a donation to them today, there's a generous, they call them a friend of ADF, that will double your donation. I have never seen that happen before, where somebody would be generous enough that for your first donation to a particular nonprofit, that they will match, or I mean, they will actually double that donation. And like I said before, Alliance Defending Freedom is the world's largest nonprofit legal organization committed to protecting religious freedom, parenting rights or parental rights, free speech, and the sanctity of life. Just go to theofficertatum.com, click on Alliance Defending Freedom banner to make a generous tax deductible donation today. Why is your support so urgently needed? Jeremy Tedesco is senior counsel at ADF, and he leads a team of top lawyers fighting every day to protect your rights to freedom of religion and free speech.
A significant front in that battle is corporate America, where major businesses like Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Twitter have amassed unprecedented power over what people can say and what information they can access in the digital public square, which, for better or worse, is where most people access news and debate the issues of the day. And all too often, these big tech giants cave to activists, demanding that they use their power over speech to cancel and deplatform anyone who disagrees with their extreme views.
Here is our opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. Here is our opportunity to do something that's going to make a difference. The only thing that's standing between cancel culture and the erosion of your rights is Alliance Defending Freedom. Give a generous donation of $100 or more, and you will help Alliance Defending Freedom protect your God-given rights against unconstitutional government overreach, which we see it occurring on a day-to-day basis. Right now, go and give. Your first gift will be doubled. TheOfficerTatum.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and your impact, the impact of your first donation will be tremendous. Again, it will be doubled. So many of you guys are going to give 100, many of you guys are going to give 1,000, many of you guys can give more. It's tax deductible, and it's going to an incredible cause, and it will be doubled. So $100 to go to $1,000 to go to $2,000, and you know the drill. All you have to do is go to my website, click on the link at the top of the website, or you can call it in, 888-670-1599. That's 888-670-1599. Join me in supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. I think I'm getting back to, yeah, we were talking about the that particular coffee shop that was, you know, I think is absolutely ridiculous for what they did. They did apologize. And I'm going to read the apology. They took it down. Now, I don't know why they took it down. I don't know if he misspelled something. I don't know if he was just getting drugged in the comment section. But they took it down about 2 hours ago. And it says, EXO welcomes all people in our cafe, including law enforcement. We appreciate the service of law enforcement in our community. We do not discriminate against anyone. We are continuing to investigate what occurred and why and ensure that it never happens again. We have reached out to one agency involved and hope to resolve the issue. We have apologized, and we continue to work together to resolve the situation for the agency involved in this matter. We sincerely regret. Okay, my daddy just emailed me. Oh, that's awesome. My dad just emailed me. Good news, but it was right in the middle of me reading. We sincerely regret that this incident occurred. They posted that. It had 67 likes, and then it was deleted. See, this is what I don't like about people that they try to do a half-assy apology. Brother, what agency was it? Say Border Patrol. Say that the Border Patrol agents that came here, we apologize to you. It was wrong. That little entitled chump that work at the front that did it, and he's fired. Y'all don't care. You don't really apologize. Let me tell you this. In my business, If I had a person say, look, police officer, we don't serve y'all. Your ashy butt is fired. You're fired. I'm firing you. You're unemployed. And then, we're not going to have to apologize to nobody because I'm going to fire you. And I would argue the only way you keep your job is if you personally go to that police officer and say you're sorry. I might let you keep your job. You fired. Just like if you tell a black man, we don't serve black people. Oh, we don't serve white people. We don't serve Trump supporters. We don't serve Democrats. Fired. I'm firing you. Why would you fire? You bad for business. That's what these young chumps don't understand. It's probably the same person that gave my wife an attitude on the phone. They don't own nothing. They don't know nothing. And they up here trying to be a 24-hour-a-day activist and going to throw this man business under the rug because they want to be an activist. And let me tell you this. The leadership breeds activism like this. The reason that they're activists because the person running the store got in their website equity and inclusion. You know they stupid when they say equity and inclusion. Because nobody uses those words. You just treat everybody like you want to be treated. You don't need to have a statement to say, we believe in equity, inclusion, and we're trans accepting. It's like, shut up. You just virtue signaling. Y'all ain't got nobody trans working for y'all, and you ain't paying them a livable wage. But y'all want to talk about capitalism. Let me move on. I want to continue to talk about this, but let me move on. But they better come back and make another apology because by the time I get off this show, I'm gonna make a video on YouTube, and they're gonna really regret it. And let me say this again: I think that this is what conservatives should do. We gotta fight back against these people. I'm not saying do nothing that's illegal. Anything that's in your legal right to do, your freedom of speech, freedom of expression, your freedom to protest, activate it, do it, because they canceled Mike Lindell. Because he believed that the election was stolen, they canceled him on everything. These places didn't mind throwing Mike Lindell pillows out of Walmart and stuff. They didn't give a flying flip. They threw his stuff out. Look, we don't want to do business with you. They sacrificed probably hundreds of thousands of dollars of revenue throwing out my pillow from these places because they don't like his political beliefs. They don't mind trying to bankrupt Mike Lindell, but then we scared to even offend them. Nah, we coming for you. We coming for you. And you can say you apologize all you want, and then you delete the apology. You better come back, and you better post the Border Patrol agents on there. And you better why not make a video? Why not post a video on your social media and say, "Hey, I'm the CEO of this company. I just want to address this issue. You know, we have resolved the issue." But these people don't mean it. They just don't want that bottom line to get hit. And I bet they're getting so much backlash. This is not the time to be going after Border Patrol, especially not in Arizona, a border state. Especially not in a time where immigration is running rampant. Look, you still live in a red state. There's still a lot of conservative people in Tucson. But anyway, I'll get off this subject. I'm going to head down into Tucson. Just give me a couple minutes. I'm going to head down there, and I want to have a conversation with them. I'm going to take Nick with me so we can record it. So when a guy cry in a fetal position because he's a coward, we'll get it on tape for you. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. The left ain't seen nothing yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. My Pillow is having the biggest sheet sale of the year. Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back because you guys have been so incredible to My Pillow. The Percare bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes. And say it with me, ladies and gentlemen, they are all on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly priced at $89.98, but it's now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brendan. Or go to MyPillow.com. Put in discount code Brendan at the radio listener square. This offer will not last long, so order now, promo code Brendan, at the Officer Tatum. I mean, at MyPillow.com. God dang, I keep saying the Officer Tatum. It's MyPillow.com, ladies and gentlemen. If you go to the Officer Tatum, you'll realize we don't sell no pillows. But anyway, the reason I say Brendan like I do is because a lot of people don't understand what I'm saying. My name is spelled B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Brandon. And sometimes I say it wrong, and people think my name is Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-E-N. And therefore, when you go put that in the promo code, you ain't going to get no promo code. However, I just want to save y'all the headache. There's another crazy, ridiculous story coming out of Alameda. Is it Alameda? The Alameda Sheriff's Office. It says California Sheriff's Office has removed 47 deputies from law enforcement duties after it was revealed they received unsatisfactory psychological exams, exam results during their hiring process. Now, let me just explain some of the things that a person can get as an unsatisfactory result, right? It says unsatisfactory psychological exam result. But there's other things that are in play as well, right? You show a maturity, mental health problems, financial issues, marital conflicts, drugs or alcohol issues can also hurt or cause you to have an unsatisfactory result. Now, obviously, there is a anonymous source claims that the exam process under the current sheriff is flawed. Now, 47 deputies, and this is what I want to know, that they changed the policy or not. If you have 47 deputies being pretty much fired for failing a psychological evaluation, and people have never seen anything like this in history, at least I've never even heard of something like this, 47 people being fired at the same time. I mean, that's just absolutely crazy to me. Let me read more. Sheriff's Office spokesperson Ray Kelly said it was horrible to relieve the duties of their deputies, and despite sources claiming Williams failed, and Williams being the police officer that used to work for Alameda Sheriff's, named Devin Williams. He was a 24-year-old man. He allegedly shot and killed a couple in their home. They tried to say that he failed a psychological evaluation as well, but according to the spokesperson from the sheriff's office, they said that he passed all required tests. And it says the audit into the department's psychological exam is a result of Williams being charged with two counts of murder earlier this month. And then it goes on to quote, it says, I know that people are going to assume that all these deputies are killers, Kelly said, but that's not true. The test tries to find out if you are psychologically suitable for the job to handle all of the horrible things you'll see. At the age of 22, sometimes you're not. I know this isn't good, but it's not as bad as it sounds. Kelly said that it does not have a response to allegations that Ahern, the sheriff, has allowed favorable candidates to bypass the exam, and added that he hopes he's not operating like that. That's what the spokesperson said. In June, Ahern lost an election to Yesenia Sanchez, and he will step down in January of 2023. Now, I got 1 minute before I can finish this statement, but, you know, let me just say it like this. I think there's two things to look at here. The process could be flawed, and they could have biasly attacked these particular officers and caused them to lose their job because they're going woke. It also could be the fact that they couldn't weed these people out in the hiring process because they're so desperate to get officers, they're almost willing to allow anybody, anywhere, anytime to apply. And then they're going to pay your taxpayer dollars to put these people through the academy knowing they're not qualified, because most qualified people don't want to do the job. And that could be another factor here. Either they have a rigged up test that's woke, or they're actually catching people at the wrong time and the psychological evaluation is doing what it is intended to do. So let me talk to you guys about Relief Factor before I get to the break. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're struggling with inflammation in your body, Relief Factor can be a solution to your problem. I take Relief Factor every single day and it works, especially when I'm throwing my kid around the room and playing rigorously with my young son, trying to teach him to be tough. Sometimes I get sore. Like the other day, my knees were sore. So, but as long as I'm taking Relief Factor, it tends to, and it seems like it heals in a more rapid pace. If you're interested in Relief Factor, all you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com. Get started with the 3-week quick starter for $19.95. ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com, or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. I want you to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.